North Carolina real estate headlines. New NC property record search tool streamlines owner deed and lien lookups. PropertyChecker.com has launched a North Carolina-specific portal for searching property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, tax records, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in NC can now conduct faster due diligence on listings, verify ownership chains, and identify encumbrances without navigating fragmented county systems. Bookmark HTTPS, northcarolina.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction research. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. NC Tax Assessors Portal, your one-stop for parcel, tax, and GIS data. North Carolina Assessors is a comprehensive portal providing access to all NC County websites for online parcel, tax, and GIS data, along with appraisal information and local county contacts. Real estate professionals in NC can leverage this portal to efficiently research sales comparables, verify ownership, and access property tax details across all North Carolina counties. Search parcel data, tax gis, and GIS maps across NC counties at itch.vet/lacqpublic.net/nc/ncessors/. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines, NC Commission Rates, What Homelite Data Means for Your Seller Conversations. Homelite published an overview of average real estate commission rates in North Carolina and how sellers can retain more proceeds. Understanding published commission benchmarks helps NC agents anticipate seller questions and articulate their value proposition in listing appointments. Review the rate breakdown to prepare for commission discussions with NC sellers. /www.homelite.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate/North Carolina/. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. Wake County Tax Administration Tools, New Resources for NC Real Estate Pros. Wake County's Tax Administration Portal enables online property tax bill searches and payments, business listing filings, foreclosure lookups, and access to appraisal methods, appeals, tax relief options, and parcel data. Real estate professionals in NC need accurate time leaks and parcel data to advise clients on property valuations, appeal deadlines, and investment opportunities, including foreclosures. Bookmark www.gov/departments-governments-tax-administration to access tax bills, parcel files, and foreclosure listings for Wake County properties. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. NCDOA updates guidance on using public buildings and grounds. The North Carolina Department of Administration outlines the requirements and process for using public buildings or grounds. Real estate professionals in NC may need to navigate these procedures when coordinating events, staging properties near public facilities, or advising clients on permitted uses of government-owned spaces. Review the full requirements at www.doa.na.vision/facility-management using public grounds before planning any use of state property. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC Land Records Management Section modernizes county property records. The Land Records Management Section assists local governments with standards for indexing, electronic access, and computerization of vital land records used in real property transactions, including technical help in 7 major areas. Real estate professionals depend on accurate, accessible land records to verify property details and close transactions efficiently across North Carolina counties. Learn how your county can modernize its land record systems at htsonc.gov/divisions/Land Records, North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NCDOR publishes complete NC County Assessors Directory. The North Carolina Department of Revenue maintains a statewide directory listing the name, address, and phone number of every county assessor. Real estate professionals across NC rely on direct assessor contact information to verify property valuations, appeal tax assessments, and advise clients on tax obligations. Bookmark the official NCOR County Assessors list for quick reference when researching property tax matters in any NC jurisdiction. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC's 100 counties manage up to 220,000 parcels under county manager form. North Carolina's 100 counties range from 3,500 to 220,000 parcels each and operate under the county manager form of government. Understanding county scale and governance structure helps NC real estate professionals anticipate how property tax assessments and appeals are administered locally. Review your county's parcel volume and management approach at https://www.dor.gov/taxesforms/property-tax-counties. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC State Property Office, your resource for state agency transactions. The North Carolina State Property Office manages property transactions on behalf of the state's agencies. Real estate professionals in NC may encounter opportunities or need clarity when dealing with state-owned property transfers and dispositions. Bookmark the SPO portal at https://boa.nc.gov/division/state-property for guidance on state property procedures. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context, the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NC cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.